You're gonna yawn before the song is over. You're gonna yawn before the song is gone.
Okay. So yawning. When you see someone yawn, Bob?
This is the age-old question.
Do you know why?
No, I don't.
Okay, we've had some people...
Feedback already?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We probably yawn when seeing others do it because of our sheep mentality, right? Somebody just like wearing skinny jeans.
Well, it was... That's okay. Fashionable. So is that... So I want to be like you so much. Is that what happened yesterday afternoon?
And if someone yawns, maybe you're just boring the, you know, what out of them, says Rowan in South Bank. Every possibility that is a fact.
Look, Rowan, I'm not going to say that's never happened.
Right.
But that's not the phenomenon we're talking about.
So today. We sat here yesterday after you yawned and then I yawned, or whichever way it was. I can't remember which way it was. And said, why does this, and neither of us knew. So we joke with Trent Mason-Held, who's producing this week and will be coming up after six. What does anyone know why this happens? And we thought, well, let's get somebody on who can tell us why.
Get a professor.
So we've got a professor who lectures in physiology from the University of Melbourne. Dr. Yossi Ravner has been good enough to join us on the show. Yossi, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can you explain to us why when we see somebody yawn, we yawn? Why does that happen?
Well, the short answer to your question is no, but it's a little bit more complicated than that. One of the things about this reflective yawning is that it shows a degree of empathy between the people who are catching the yawn. So when you yawn and then someone who sees you yawn, they're showing some empathy, showing some interaction with you about that's being reflected there.
So they're going out
as an example.
You're going, yeah.
As an example of that. So in the other end of the spectrum, if you're interacting with someone who has psychopathic tendencies, so people who cannot show empathy or emotional response, they don't tend to get this contagious yawning. Mm. So. It is a sign of being able to show empathy and relationships with other people.
Well, that makes me feel, may I say, that makes me feel quite good
nice
about myself.
Not be a psychopath.
That makes me feel quite...
I'm nice to be off that list.
So I'm fascinated by... That shocks me as a reason, to be honest. I'm stunned by that.
Have you got a dog by any chance? Or does anyone have a pet dog?
My word,
yes,
I have.
Yeah,
so I have something to a challenge for you guys to do.
Right.
When you go home, try yawning in front of your dog, and it may take a few goes.
Right.
And see if your dog shows a reflexive yawn back at you.
What do you think?
And again,
yeah.
Go on.
What do you think the chances are of the? Because my dog.
What if he doesn't?
No, my
that
dog's.
Means he's a psychopath.
No, Henry's. Henry is full of empathy, doctor. He is a very empathetic, sympathetic, loving animal. So are you suggesting to me that if I yawn in front of my Groodle,
just
he might yawn back?
Just on that, Professor. Yeah. My local vet, when he was cutting the toenails of my Kelpie,
yes.
And to get up and close with him, he, as a rule with dogs, he licks his lips like a dog to because that's what dogs do to put each other at ease.
Are you serious?
Yes, it was quite a spectacle.
That's the first I've heard of that.
But does that sort of make sense to you, of sort of mimicking that sort of behaviour and that putting someone at ease, or putting a dog at ease?
I'm going to drag us back to yawning with the dog, and that is that because of the way we've domesticated them, and they show a lot of empathy with us. So the fact that we yawn and they yawn in response shows that there's some sort of bonding between us and the dog. I have another challenge for you.
Yeah,
home to your partner.
Oh, hang on.
Go home to your partner,
yep.
And yawn in front of your partner and see if they yawn back.
Oh, no. Usually if I just recap my day,
I'm not sure I want to know.
Very empathetic.
I'm not sure. Hey, Yossi,
so much empathy when I tell stories.
The pressure on getting a yawn back. Oh, God.
Yeah,
what if I don't get a yawn back?
Hey, Professor, I've got a little, just if I can return the favor, I've got a little bit of homework for you. This is slightly different to the yawning, but this is something I've been wondering for about a year now. Last year, it was my job. We were putting a back deck on the house, and it was my job to oil the planks of wood. And I spent a good 2 to 3 days in my backyard just oiling the deck in really hot weather.
This is fantastic.
And I started to refer to it as, what was it, the strokes of regret.
Strokes of regret, you call it?
Strokes of regret. So the longer I just stood there in the heat just sort of painting these boards with oil, it started to draw up every broken friendship, relationship, every bad decision, every financial sort of misstep from my whole life. And I thought it was just me. But I was talking to my brother-in-law. He said the same thing happened to him when he was painting. So is there a link with sort of that repetitive toil, sort of work, just that sort of mindless repetitive work, and it drawing up sort of negative thoughts?
I hesitate to answer because I'm not a psychiatrist.
I feel like I've shared too much.
Doc, I really appreciate it. You've opened my mind and to what this whole yawning phenomenon is. I'm terrified. Yep. I'm terrified to test those around me with it. But I will be looking at lifelong friends and partners and pets in a whole new way if they don't yawn back at me when I yawn at them. I'll forever have doubts. I've chosen wisely or not.
Ted Bundy never yawned. Never.
Thanks for joining us, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on your program.
Dr. Yossi Radner, a lecturer in physiology at Melbourne Uni. I'm shocked by that. How to spot a sociopath, says Emma in the CBD. Yawn. If they don't yawn in return, run. I just yawned on the train. The woman sitting opposite didn't. Is she a psychopath?
Get off the train. Get off that train.
Reflected yawning is the key to figuring out people and dogs. Good tip. I'm fascinated by that. Absolutely fascinated by that.